Well, how is it to stand here today and not be preparing for the postseason?
Obviously disappointed, you know, especially with the run we went on there and the way things kind of were going. I think we all kind of expected to get in, and, you know, it's just a little bit disappointing. But, you know, it's Waco. It's a good lesson. I think, you know, it's tough to have a lot of chips stacked against you and try to run the table. And, you know, I just think we, you know, kind of, if we had a little bit better start, obviously, things would have been a little bit different. We've picked up a few points here and there, but that's the way it goes. And, you know, I think, like I said, it's a good lesson for the guys that will be coming back and, you know, all the young guys that got to go through it.
Well, when you talk about lessons, how powerful was it to have a target of 88 points set in front of you and to be driving down that stretch, suddenly realizing it's a possibility?
Yeah, and I think, you know, I really put a, you know, once we got a number on it, it kind of seemed like it was doable. And, you know, you kind of look at things from far at that point in the season, you kind of really looking uphill and you're kind of, you know, it's almost unrealistic. And I think once we kind of had the number on there, just we kept chipping away at it. It seemed like it kind of got smaller and smaller. And, you know, it just, it was fun trying to get to that point, but, you know, it wasn't good enough.
You've been around the game a while. You've seen teams that are tight, teams that are not so tight. And this team was known for its chemistry. Was it special in what you've seen down the years?
Yeah, you know, I think that's probably the most disappointing thing was we were having so much fun and enjoying ourselves that it's tough that it had to end, you know. And I think, you know, it's often, you know, when you get on some good teams, that's the way it goes. But, you know, it was a lot of fun. I think it probably galvanized us a lot together the way things went in the first half of the year. And just, you know, everyone kind of pushed us aside and didn't think we had much of a team. So I think it really brought us together. And, you know, we had a good push at it. But, you know, it is what it is.
From a personal point of view, what a year it was. I mean, you come in on a tryout, you find yourself working to get a place in the lineup, keep your career alive. Then you suffer an injury, you're out for an extended period. Great uncertainty there. That's got to be difficult. And then you come back and you're scoring goals and you're a big part of the fight back. Just from a big picture point of view, what will you take from this year?
I mean, definitely mentally tough at times. You know, I had lots of support from my family, which was really nice to be close to home. And, you know, I think, you know, maybe if I was on the other side of the country, I think things may be a little bit different. Just you get a little bit down when you're not playing. And, you know, just having lots of family around was a lot of fun for me and just, you know, really made me push to want to get back. And, you know, I thought the team did a good job of just making sure I was healthy and, you know, making sure I was going through all the right steps. And, you know, it took some time, but, you know, when I got back, I was ready to go. And, you know, it was, you know, sometimes I think when you get things taken away from you, you kind of a little bit of chip on your shoulder and want to, you know, don't want to take things for granted. And, you know, I just really tried to enjoy my last, you know, games here at the end of the season, you know, tried to play everyone like it was going to be the last one because, you know, you just never know.
Yeah, and with that in mind then, what are your thoughts now as you try to reflect on this year and look to what's to come?
Yeah, I mean, I really enjoyed myself here. I mean, I'd sure like to come back and be a part of it in the future, but, you know, it's hockey and you just never know how things work out. But, you know, special place to play, real good organization. I had a lot of fun throughout the year and, you know, it's just, you know, it's fun playing hockey and it's just something special when you get to play close to home.
Health-wise, you're going to be okay? It's just a matter of a little bit of time?
Yeah, for sure. You know, just a little bit of tweak there at the end of the year. But the big, you know, my wife said to me the other day, at least your head's okay. So, you know, we're picking battles now. But, you know, I'm healthy enough to be going in the summer and just have a good summer and, you know, get back to work here and, you know, try and get the body ready to go for next season and play a few more games.
What do you mean to be, like, you weren't necessarily wearing a C, obviously, but to be seen as a leader on this team and relied upon from both the coaching staff and the other players?
It was fun, you know. I think most of my career up in the big leagues, you know, I'm kind of a fourth-line role guy, and, you know, I try to bring some leadership, but, you know, they really look to the top guys up there, guys making the big bucks and expected to, you know, carry the team, and sometimes you kind of have to be a little bit of a, you know, I guess, but, you know, a teammate at that point. And I think, you know, sometimes you know, I guess coming into here this year, you know, team guys look up to me, I think, because of my resume. And, you know, I think just the way Pazzi treated me around the rink, too, you know, I think he really he expected a lot of me. But at the same time, he made sure that, you know, it was in a good environment and lots of fun and not too much pressure on me and just, you know, just allowed me to be myself. And I think, you know, sometimes when you're allowed to be yourself in this game, your true colors come out. And, you know, we had a good group of, you know, older guys here, you know, with Pete and, you know, just that the standard was there. You know, I think it was just, you know, sometimes you need a little bit of you know, some accountability and some, I guess, you know, some bark some nights from some older guys. And I think, you know, it was just easy for me to kind of take that role. And, you know, if I was kind of the, you know, the bad cop some nights, we had some good leaders that were often the good cop and kind of sweeping things under the rug behind me. So, you know, from the outside looking in, you know, I think I got a lot of, you know, press from the way things went when I came back in the lineup. But, you know, those guys held the ship together all year. And I think, you know, without some of the, you know, even getting Shazzy here, I think at one point, and, you know, Griff was a good leader for us down the stretch and Shill. And, you know, I think, a big loss at the end of the year was LaPon, you know. So I think, you know, as much as I had a lot to do with it, I think those guys really helped to glue together all year and, you know, just allowed me to come in and kind of be the, you know, the guy just, I felt like I had the hammer some nights, you know, just like, you know, making sure guys were doing things the right way. And those guys had my back. And I think it just, the accountability factor just really allowed us to start winning some games. And I think, you know, start playing for each other and, you know, all those like great things that guys say all the time. But, you know, sometimes it takes a good group of leaders that really execute that.
You know, Ryan, just you played over 300 games in the NHL, and but you're a Manitoba kid, and so yeah. Getting a chance to, like you said, play in front of your friends and family and be fairly close, like locals, obviously,
yeah.
But just getting that opportunity, what did that mean?
It was huge. I mean, I had so much fun this year. You know, it sucked that I didn't get to play enough at home, and I would have loved to play all the games, obviously. But you know, just having my family around, and you know, I don't remember how many times in my career where I'd have 15 people at the rink, and that's pretty special to me. And you know, I have my son at the games, and you know, my niece came to a couple games this year, you know, so it was pretty special. I've been away from home for a long time, and you know, as you get older, you start to miss some things in life and some family stuff going on, and, you know, so it was really special for me. I enjoyed it, and you know, I can't say enough good things about the organization. I think the way they treat the guys here, and you know, it was a lot of fun.
Ryan, you talk about getting older, and I'm wondering, for somebody in your position who puts up with such a you put yourself through such a physical toll, are you finding it harder to recover from injuries during the course of the season and even in the off season?
I mean, yeah, I'm sore quite often. You know, mm-hmm. I wake up in the morning, my body's sore, and I think throughout the years, I think you know, my habits have, you know, allowed me to continue to get back in the lineup, and you know, I've kind of learned the hard way from being injured, and you know, what kind of work you got to put in to get back in, and you know, I just find now it's, you know, I just try not to let myself get out of shape. You know, some of these guys are probably going to go home for a couple of weeks and take some time off. And realistically, I'll be back in the gym here in a couple of days and just rehabbing and trying to get things going again. And, you know, it's just, I think the later you go in your career, the more of a job it becomes to keep your body intact. And, you know, it's obviously the way I play. Sometimes it's things are out of my control a little bit with the physicality, but you know, I can't change the way I play. I'm always going to play the same way, so I just got to get a good summer in the gym here, and you know, just try and get bigger and stronger like I always do, and you know, try to rehab those little nicks and bruises that you get. But you know, it certainly does get more challenging when you get older. But you know, at the same time, I think you know, going through it as a younger player, I think it gives you the tools to be able to deal with a lot of these things, and you know, it just becomes second nature. You know, I find I'm probably better at rehabbing than playing hockey these days. So
what kind of ceiling do you think you have here? How long do you want to play?
You know, honestly, like, tell you the truth, I'm pretty sure they'll be dragging the skates off me. I love to play, and you know, as long as I can keep physically, you know, coming to work and helping contribute, I'm going to, you know, keep playing. So I'm not sure, you know, you get to my age and sometimes your opportunities aren't as what they used to be, but, you know, it's still special to play, and it's still, you know, something I love to do. And, you know, I really, at this point in time, I can't see myself doing anything else. So, you know, I'm looking to come back and, you know, hopefully have a better season next year.